Today on the Whole Person Mindset, we're talking to a man by the name of Michael, who was born to a hyper-abusive, drug-addicted mother who cut his fingers off at 4 years old, and the stepfather you pray you would never have, and a racist grandmother that pushed him away into an identity crisis. By the time he was nine, his family was in poverty and often homeless, all the while being a member of the Mormon Church. At 12, he was adopted by his grandmother and quickly turned to drugs and alcohol to survive the continuing abuse. Despite multiple learning disabilities and not graduating high school on time, Michael found success in corporate America in his early 20s. However, success only made things worse. Michael found himself morbidly obese, high, and drunk daily, and ultimately self-sabotaging everything around him. It was not until finding his inner power through his mirror moment and choosing to do whatever it took to work through childhood trauma through his early life. Michael Anthony is an author of the best-selling book, Think Unbroken, and is a coach, mentor, educator for adult survivors of child abuse. Michael spends his time helping other survivors get out of the vortex to become the hero of their own story and to take life back. Michael hosts the Think Unbroken podcast and teaches the Think Unbroken Academy, and it is his mission to change the world about how we think about ourselves. So, Michael, I want to welcome you to the show. How are you?
I'm amazing, my friend. Thank you so much. Very excited to be here with you today.
Well, it's my honor to have you, and I love your brand, your identity of the podcast, and just everything about overcoming traumas. And so you've gone through a lot at a very young age, and you've worked through them and overcome them. What was the catalyst moment in your life that said, I no longer want to be a victim of my circumstances, but I want to overcome them?
Yeah, you know, great question, man. You know, here's the reality, and I think about this all the time. Life is entirely predicated on the decisions that we make. And I said this in my book, and I believe it to be true. Though trauma may be our foundation, it is not our future. And when I was in my 20s, you know, my life to an extent was incredible from the outside looking in. I was making six figures, working for a Fortune 10 company, had a super expensive car, fancy clothes, you know, all those things. And I was miserable. And I was, you know, life could not have been worse. Like, it really could not have been worse. And people look at the external things and go, well, what do you have to complain about? But inside, man, I was just shredded. I was ripped apart. I was still that hurt, lost little boy. And I hadn't done any of the work. And the moment that everything changed for me, so, you know, I'm 350 pounds, smoking two packs a day, drinking myself to sleep. And one particular morning, you know, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm smoking a joint, eating chocolate cake, and watching the CrossFit games. Man, like, if that's not rock bottom, like, I don't know what is. And that was it. I got up and I went into the bathroom. I looked at myself in the mirror. And for whatever reason, I remembered being 8 years old. And the water company, they came and turned our water off in the middle of this blistering hot Indiana summer day. And I grew up in Indianapolis. I grew up in a city, right? But we were so poor, they turned our water off. And I took this little blue bucket. I walked across the street to our neighbor's house, and I turned on their spigot. And for the first time in my life, I stole water. And I said to myself, well, when I'm a grown-up, this won't be my life. And it wasn't from a financial aspect, but it was from every other part, because I was still so, I don't even want to use it, traumatized. I was just so stuck in victim mode. And so I'm in this position, I'm looking in the mirror, I'm having this memory, and I ask myself, what are you willing to do to have the life that you want to have? And the words, no excuses, just results, like, really started reverberating through my body. And what that meant in that moment was very simple. Stop negotiating with yourself. Stop letting yourself down. Stop playing the victim. Stop being woe is me. Stop not making decisions to change your life. And ultimately, that's where it came from, man. I just was like, you know what? Get your stuff together, man. Figure it out. Do whatever it takes and change your life. And that's what happened. Now, it was a slow process. That moment was almost 12 years ago, right? But today, here I am, living a life that I've chosen to live on my terms. And I think it really comes down to understanding and looking at life from this perspective. The choices and decisions that we make, they all have consequences, good or bad. They all have consequences. There's an equal and opposite reaction to every action. That's easy, right? Well, if you're living your life out of accordance with the person that you want to be, that's going to be noticeable. You're going to feel it. You're going to see it. You're going to blame the world. You're going to say it's your fault, it's their fault, it's everybody's fault. And then you're going to start changing the way you think about your life. And you're going to decide that where you're at today is your fault.
Yeah.
And that's a hard reality to take. That's a hard, hard pill to swallow, because that means that you are responsible for what's next. And I want to be clear, we're not culpable for the bad things that happened to us, right? It's not your fault that you were hurt or abused or, you know, those terrible things that may have happened, but you have a decision to make today. And that's what ultimately became the precursor for everything that was next. I made a decision.
You know, so often in our lives, we come from a place of victimhood. And I remember the catalyst in my life when I really started changing is I was in a job interview and, you know, they asked me my different experiences, and I was going through all this stuff, like why this job didn't work and this one didn't work. And by the end of it, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to hire you. And I said, why? He's like, because you're a victim. You have a victim mentality. Regardless of what's happened to you, you have a victim mentality. And I remember like, no, I don't. And, you know, interview ended, walked out. And I just remember driving and then like sitting at a car dealership, looking at cars and just thinking to myself, I do have a victim mentality. I don't take ownership for any of the crap that's happened in my life or the bad bosses that I've had. And while I can't control their actions, I could control me accepting that job where I worked for someone like that. And it wasn't at that moment, you're right, till I made the leap from victim to taking ownership of my circumstances and situations. When you're going through that process and you're blinded to your victimhood, how does someone, like for me, because it got called out, so how does someone become aware of a victim mentality? Because I'm sure I still have a little bit of victim mentality in my life that tries to rear its ugly head occasionally. How do we become self-aware when that happens?
Yeah, that's a great question. Also, like, kudos to that dude for calling you out.
Yeah.
That matters. Like, that's interesting to me. You know, I think that because reality on the backside of it, he might have just ended up going, you know, this coworker, oh my God, this Evan guy came in. Right. But in that moment, he was like, yo, dude, you are victim. And that changed your life. That's beautiful. I love that happened for you. So how do you start to have awareness around it? I think that you have to first take inventory and look at your life and ask yourself this question. If I died today, would I have regrets? And that's a really difficult question, because that means one of two things. One, you're going to recognize, no, I'm living life in accord with who I want to be, how I want to live in the world, how I want to show up. I'm doing the things I want to do because I want to do them. And I'm not doing the things I don't want to do because I don't want to do them, right? That's where I'm at. It took me a long time to get to that place, right? That's where my clients get. It takes a long time to get to that place. But ultimately, that's where freedom is, right? That's where understanding and being you exist in that scope. But in the beginning, you're like, I hate my job. I hate my partner. I hate my life. I hate my body. I'm blaming everybody else. I'm looking at the world. I'm being judging of them for making me feel bad about who I am. Might need to sit with that for a minute. Here's the hard truth. This is what people don't want to hear. This is why sometimes I get canceled. People send me messages in the internet and tell me, who do I think I am? Because it's very much in your face right now, what I'm about to say. And I don't care, because the truth is, some people need to hear it. Yeah. And if you're one of those people, awesome. And if you're not, like, respect, you will hear the message from whomever it needs to be delivered by. But ultimately, if your life sucks right now, it's your fault. And you need to take a piece of paper and you need to write down your goals and your dreams and your visions and what you want. And you need to decide, what are you willing to sacrifice to get there? What are you willing to give up to make your dreams come true? What are you willing to do to acknowledge the fact that you're the one who has put yourself in this position? Dude, when I go back to 18 years old, I was working on an assembly line at a computer company for 14 hours a day, standing up the whole time with a 30-minute lunch break. That was it. That was the day for months and months and months and months. And I was like, just being okay. This is where it gets tricky. I was being okay. I decided I'm okay with the fact that this is as good as my life is going to get. And that's a hard reality, because I'm so far removed from that life 20 years later that it doesn't even feel like a possibility. But I had to get real with myself in that moment as I was looking at my future. And I thought to myself, man, I'm sitting here, I'm making like $11 an hour, killing myself, putting my, literally doing the same repetitive thing again and again and again. Like, my fingers would be bleeding because I'd take Intel, I should probably shouldn't say the name of the company. I'd take the chip and I'd put it in the motherboard and I'd take the spring and I'd lock it in place. And I did that 10,000 times because that is what I decided I deserved. That was good enough. My body, right? Going, there was a McDonald's next to a bar in front of the gym. I'd go to the McDonald's. I'd go to the bar. I'd sit in my car and smoke a cigarette and say, I'll go to the gym tomorrow. I was 350 pounds. I decided that. I was poor. Look, and the list goes on and on and on. That's the truth. I did that. Nobody made me smoke cigarettes. Nobody made me go work at this terrible job. Nobody made me do any of the things that I did, from doing drugs when I was a kid to selling drugs to, you know, breaking into houses and stealing cars and running with guns and running from the cops and doing all that. Nobody made me do that. I chose to do that. I suffer the consequence of that. I looked at my life through the scope of, these are the choices and decisions that I'm making. Make a decision. Like, that's the truth. You want to blame the world? Go blame the world. Your life won't be different.
Yeah.
There ain't no Disney moment. Nobody's coming to save you. You got to understand this. And nobody cares. Like, this is not to say people don't love you, that people don't respect you, that people don't want you to be successful, because they do. I want you to have that, Evan. Go and get it. But I'm not going to sit around and let you feel sorry for yourself. You want to do that? Enjoy, because you're going to be doing that by yourself over here. But if you want to go and face your fear, which this is where it comes from, the reason why people aren't successful is because they're terrified to face their fear. They're terrified of the shame, of the judgment, of the ridicule, of all the things that come along with it. And because of that, they're paralyzed, because they're not good enough yet. And because they're not good enough yet, the thing that they get caught up in is that they're tripping out over the fact that they don't have it all. And they're terrified of the idea to start at zero. They're worried about the mile marker 25. I'm worried about step one, right? Creating massive change in your life starts with this: momentum. You need to take one step in a different direction towards the goal in the life that you want to have every single day. Think about this. In the course of a year, if you took one step in a life change, you'd have taken 365 steps. If you don't think your life will be different in 365 steps, you are mistaken. Your life can be dramatically different, but you're worried about other people judging you because you want to change. Look, yeah. Life is evolution. Life is about change. Life is about growth. Life is about, if I'm me like this tomorrow, I failed. That means I didn't learn anything today, right? Jay-Z has one of my favorite quotes of all time. He says, people around you saying that you changed. Well, I didn't do all this work to stay the same. You got people in your life pulling you down, talking about you're different, Evan. You think different. You talk different. You act different. You're moving different. You're not the same person. We can't get you to watch the game for 12 hours with us on a Sunday because you're building your life. Who do you think you are? Make a decision.
So we're moving from victimhood to victor. And in that process, we still have traumas from the past. Mm-hmm. How do we work through the traumas that have been hurtful, meanwhile living from victory or the future self than the past self?
Yeah. I mean, that's the $1 million question, right?
Exactly.
And the way that you do it is through patience.
Mm.
It's through patience. It's through doing the work. It's through showing up for yourself. It's through the discomfort of the growth, right? It's the same thing we're talking about. Because look, here's the thing. People always ask me this question. They go, well, when will I be done with trauma? I'm like, when you're dead. Because here's why. This is the hard part. This is like in a practical sense. I believe this entirely with my heart. We are the sum total of all of our experiences leading up to this moment.
Yeah.
And that means that every single thing we've ever experienced has shaped who we are today. The good, the bad, the ugly, the terrible, the amazing, the in-between, all of those things create who we are. And then what happens is you start to go through this process that you can call healing, where you're like, man, I'm going to therapy. I'm going to coaching. I'm reading the books. I'm showing up for myself. And you'll be 10 years into it. This just happened to me a couple of weeks ago, right? And I was like walking down the street and I had this memory, this flashback pop in my head about this really dark thing that happened in my life. And it could have crippled me, right? It could have taken me through the spiral, into the vortex, into this darkness. But because I have the tools now, I was able to mitigate that impact. It's not that it wasn't there, but instead of being triggered for 2 weeks, it was like 2 minutes, right? Because now I know what to do. I know to go, okay, wait a second. Take inventory of my body, breathe, look at the environment, ask myself, am I safe right now? Look at what's happening around me and go through that process, right? And so the thing is, and I think about this all the time, I wish the answer was come to do one of my coaching programs, your life will be done. You're good. You don't have to do anything else. I've never done one thing in my life was different, ever, right? And because I recognize that the impact and ramifications of trauma are long-term, I've come to the realization, and maybe it's even acceptance, that this is a forever game. And that's why patience is so important, because I'm going to have my good days. I'm going to have my bad days. And people look at me as some kind of pillar, or they'll go, man, you've written all these books and you travel the world and you blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I got human problems too. I'm over here having a human experience. I get mad. I get angry. I get out of character. I cry. I get hurt. I get heartbroken, but I have all the other side of it too. Right. And so in this, I think the thing that people have to understand is when you start this process, you know, and it's about creating massive understanding around how you got to where you are, it's to be patient with yourself and to give yourself grace and compassion and to simply look at it and go, yeah, you know what? This is a learning game, because every single day you're going to be different and every single day you're going to learn more about you. And you want to have the right environmental supports and you want to have a great therapist who is in alignment with you. You want to have a great community that supports you. You want to have a great partner who will bring you up. You want to have all of these things around you in the process, but you also have to have the tools, right? You know, is it journaling? Is it meditating? Is it yoga? Is it CrossFit? Is it, you know, podcasts like this? What are the tools that you're using to make your life different? And to just simply and patiently move through this on a day-to-day basis. Because I can promise you, man, there are days where I wake up, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I go, why am I even doing this? I run businesses. I'm successful. I don't have to be doing this. I could chill, right? I could spend my morning reading books and just hanging out. And the reason that I do this is simple. It's because I got this North Star, man. I have this huge goal of ending generational trauma in my lifetime. That's crazy, right? In my lifetime. And how do you do that? Through education, through being on platforms like this, to having these conversations. And so when you're in this place, like, keep in mind, like, it's really about the day in, day out. Cause I promise you, you'll wake up one day, you'll be like, I take on the world. I'm going to crush this. And then the next day you'll wake up and you'll be like, man, screw this. Why am I bothering? But one of the things that I do that's become incredibly beneficial that I teach all of my clients that I want people to carry with them is to understand something. You are in control of your life. And that's why every single morning I wake up, I put my feet on the ground and I go, I'm in control of my life. You know what I mean? And that's such a big deal because people get stuck in that, right? And they lack the understanding of moving towards their desires, of creating what they want, of building that thing, because they're not patient enough. You want to be healed today. It doesn't work that way. You got to put in the work. Like think about this, man. Like, what's your greatest desire in life?
You know, outside of like achievement stuff, like the greatest desire that I want in my life is peace. You know, I don't want to struggle with anxiety at different times when it rears its head for apparent no reason. I want to be in a situation that, let's say it's chaotic, but my peace isn't shaken. My emotions aren't affected by the environment or anything like that, that regardless of circumstances, I can be at peace. Like that's my biggest desire.
Yeah. And I think we all can get there to an extent. I think it's maybe far-fetched to believe that that's an all the time thing, but it can be a lot of the time thing. It can be the majority of the time, right? You know, and I look at my life now, I'll give you great context for this. When I was 28, 29 years old, I was having 5 panic attacks a day, 5, like crippling on the ground, freaking out panic attacks. My anxiety was so, I couldn't leave the house. Like I was scared to drive my car. And then I started doing the work. And then I started learning about where does that come from? I started educating myself. I started figuring out what my triggers were. And I started recognizing that the correlation between my panic attacks and anxiety were actually my choices and my decisions. It was the things that I was doing or the things that I was not doing, the things that were keeping me awake at night that was driving this. And then, of course, there's also like the, you got to talk about and understand where complex post-traumatic stress disorder comes from. You got to talk about those things. You need to understand why the amygdala does what it does when you're in a hypervigilant state. You need to understand the purpose of the hippocampus, and you need to understand the prefrontal cortex and the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system and how those all relate to those things, right? Because education is everything. And then you have to realize like, you have anxiety because you're not making the choices you need to make. You know, you have to understand that that anxiety comes from the indecisions or the lack of the choices you're making and the things that are keeping you awake at night. And so the thing that happens that I often come to, this thing about peace, because dude, I am right there with you. Peace is everything to me. Like peace to me is like the precursor for what I want in my life.
Yeah.
But you only get through peace by doing hard things that get you to it, right? It's, I hate to use the analogy, but you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, right? People want peace without having to do difficult tasks between where they are and how to get there. And so, you know, I think about this often, like peace comes from looking at your life and understanding what brings that, right? Because is it money? Is it family? Is it honesty? Is it working a job that you want to work? Is it building that thing you want to build? Like, where does peace come from? And for me, I think peace comes from living life on your terms. I don't know how else to get it because it's not external. Nobody's going to give it to you. Money's not going to help you, right? You know, you've got to sit down and figure out what that is. Because, dude, I know people who are billionaires with a B, have all the money you could ever have, who are in my life, who I know are miserable. So you've got to figure out what peace means. If it's waking up and having coffee with your partner and then walking the kids to school and then picking them up and taking them to soccer practice, and that's how you feel like you have the most joy and abundance in your life, then figure out how you do that every day. Right. And I think that's what it's about. You have to live life on your terms. Anything less than that, I don't think peace is inevitable for you.
That's good. So we've talked about taking ownership of your choices. We've talked about moving out of victimhood. We've talked about being patient with yourself in change, which is very similar to something that I've been practicing, which is love yourself through the process of change. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, that's when I started doing that, that's when I started seeing my best results. And then even the achievement of living more days in peace than in not. And so the next step would be what?
Yeah, the next step is the follow through. The next step is the continuity. The next step is the day in and the day out of it. You know, I think people really miss the boat on how important it is to continue to show up, to go in every single day on the hard days, on the good days, on the in-between days, and keep doing it, to keep showing up every single day. You know, we live in a weird time right now, probably more so than ever, where suddenly people get these flashes of fame or celebrity, right?
That's the truth. And it
puts people in a position of where they're measuring themselves against them. And they're going, why do they get to have that? Who cares? It has nothing to do with you. Their life has nothing to do with you. And those people they claim that are overnight successes, let me tell you this, every overnight success that I know spent 15 years in the dark. We just met each other, right? I've been doing this for 11 years, right? And so it's like, be patient. Keep putting in the work. Keep grinding every day. Life you want to have. Get crystal clear about that life. Take a pen and write it down. You aren't reaching any goals because you didn't write them down.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing. You have no idea where you're going, and you're blaming the world because your life sucks. You're like, why does Kim Kardashian get to be famous? Who cares? What does that have to do with you? Why can't you build that life if that's what you want? Because you ain't writing it down, and you're not moving towards it every day, and you're not holding yourself accountable, and you're not being disciplined and dedicated and surrounding yourself with people who support and encourage you. Instead, look, I'll give it to you in the most simplified way possible. It takes as much energy to destroy your life as it does to build your life.
Mm. You know, as you were talking about, you know, Kim Kardashian, who cares, and these other famous people, you know, as you were saying that, my thought was like, your focus is on someone else doing something else and then comparing yourself to them. Like, you can't get anywhere in life if your focus is on someone or something else other than your desired outcome.
Yeah, 100%. Like, ask me what happened in the news today. I have no idea. What does all these people have to do with me? Right? It's the keeping up with the Joneses. We're always looking towards other people, trying to be like, oh man, why do they get it? Why do they get to have that? Why can't I have it? That's victimhood. That's the victim mentality. You can have that. You can do, like, here's what I think about every day. If we can put people into outer space, then anything is possible. The fact that you're alive right now and you're being ungrateful about that is insane to me.
You have a chance to win the lottery 7 times. More than so the odds are you have a better chance of winning the lottery 7 times than being born.
Yeah. And look, to me, it's like, I see people when I one of the things that probably drives me more bonkers than anything on planet Earth are the people who, when I go to the, you know, the gas station, you know, this person, you go to the gas station and in front of you, they're buying $100 worth of lotto tickets.
Yeah.
That person is never going to have success in their life because they're hoping somebody else will bring it to them. You've got to go and get it. You take that $100, you go build your life. Right? I've seen people flip $100 into $1 million. I've seen it happen. Mm. I know people personally that have done this. I'm on my way to doing that. Right? And that's one of those things I think about, like, stop relying on other people to build your dream. You can have support, but nobody lives for you. Nobody breathes for you. Nobody loves for you. The only way your life is going to change is through the choices and decisions that you make. You're leveraging your dreams on hope that somebody else is going to hand it to you. Doesn't work that way.
Mm, that is so good, man. What parting words or advice you want to give the audience?
Everything. Go listen to this again. This is the play. People are always like, man, how do I get in the game? This is the play. You want to win? Go and follow this. Like, this is tactical. Here's one thing that drives me crazy about podcasts, man, is like we come on and I'm a host too. I've got a show. Let's not get it twisted. Right. We come on, but we don't give anything to people that actually works. Sometimes it's just so heady and spacey and all of these things, but this is the play. We just gave you a framework. I just laid it out for you, what you do, how you do it, when you do it, why you do it. And you take that framework and then you leverage it and you take it to wherever you want to go in life. Right? Everything that you want to have is a decision away. Everything that you want to have is about getting focus, putting yourself in the right positions, asking the right questions, facing your fear, being willing to challenge the narrative that you have of what is capable in your life, changing the way that you talk to yourself, adapting a growth mindset, executing against a game plan, and being patient. That's the play. That's how you do it.
So good. Michael, where can people follow you?
Yeah, man. So I'm everywhere on all the social medias at Michael Unbroken. Of course, you can listen to the Think Unbroken podcast. It's on iTunes. Just search Think Unbroken podcast. It's also everywhere. I'm about to put it on cassette because then nobody will have a reason not to listen to it. But of course, you can check it out at thinkunbrokenpodcast.com.
Dude, you just took me to my childhood when you said cassette.
I want everyone to have access to it. No excuses, man.
That's awesome. Man, I appreciate you so much coming on to the show today. Let me ask you, you know, I haven't done this in a while, but what brings you peace?
Here's my life in a most simplified way. This goes back to what I said. When I wake up in the morning, I put my feet on the ground and literally the first thing I say to myself, no matter where I'm at in the world, I am in control of my life. And there is peace in that because that's true. I am in control of my life.
Man, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, man. My pleasure. Thank you so much, my friend. I'm super grateful.
Have a great day, man.
Thanks, brother. See you soon.